Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all. The White Refrigerator. The White
Now, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in a world of mess.
And helping us feel better together, because Lord knows we need it.
How you doing, friend?
I am doing fantastic. It's been, I ain't gonna put my business out there. You know what kind of week I've had. It's been a fun week.
It's been a fun week. You've also helped me learn that I'm slightly toxic and messy as well.
In all fairness, when you was going through your stuff, I was also giving you terrible advice too. So I was like, do it.
Terrible advice is always so fun, but I'm also proud of you. The growth. We talked about this. The growth. You know better, you do better. So you didn't listen to my toxic advice, which is also great, because that probably would have caused a lot more problems.
Let's see. We'll give it a few more months and see what happens.
We'll see. What else has been going on this week?
Music, and I meant to send this person to you because I feel like you would like him. I know you don't always get into the guys, but he's the things. Gives you everything, and the boy can sing. His name is let me get it pulled up here. Bryn Joy. And I found him from a song on TikTok called Wondering. And he's like alternative R&B, I guess you would deem him. He's just a little bit of everything, but the boy can sing. He's very different and I love it. But he's got a song called Fangs that's had me stuck for days now.
I'm down. I actually like a lot of the guys you send me. I don't know what it is. The guys, their voice, it just don't be resonating with my head most of the time. But it's been a few that stick out quite recently.
I think rapper wise,
awesome. Have you heard of LaRussell?
That sounds super familiar. I probably know, just like can't place the music, but I probably know the music if I heard it.
Very, very, very West Coast artist. Very fun, upbeat, and motivational, but his music sticks out. It's actually on some of my playlists. He's like the second guy there. Only other one is like Kendrick Lamar right now. That's all I got.
I wish I could tell that lie. I'm a bit sexist when it comes to my music, I think, because you should see like niggas, Megan Thee Stallion, Glorilla. Niggas. Baby Tate. Niggas. Doshi. niggas, Doja. Nigga.
We are literally the polar opposite of one another. Yin and yang. Exactly. Because my Megan Glow, JT, Cardi, all the girls, Kendrick Lamar. Bad bitches. LaRussell. bad bitches. That's it. There's nothing else.
Listen, I love it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much me this week in a nutshell. I'm trying to keep my eyes are trying to cross, nigga. Am I dying?
Are you tired?
You already know the answer to that question.
That's why.
But yeah, it's a good week. I'm just trying to catch up with everything. Just doing my thug dizzle, really. So, that's my week in a nutshell, friend. What about you?
This week's been, it's been pretty chill. I changed my bedroom a while around, and everything is mostly like my bed and stuff I have on the sun side of my room now. Except one, because there's this big ass window over there, and the other side is very dark, which is where I had everything before. I sleep so much better. I wake up so much more peaceful with the sun's radiant glow just like shining on me as I as I wake up like in a movie fairy tale. It's beautiful.
Better wake up like a Disney princess.
It's beautiful. Bitch, with my pillow and just look out the window and thank God. Thank Ooh. God. I love it. Other than that, the week's really been pretty chill. Music has been the same. Just a couple of announcements, though. I didn't know. Do you know Melanie Fiona has an EP coming out this Friday?
Didn't know that.
She was back active like that. Saw her on an episode of The Terrell Show where she was talking about it. Looked her up on Spotify. It comes out Friday.
Nice.
Others, of course, Coco Jones released a new single called You Friday.
She's again, just a girl.
I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed right now.
How do you feel about Carrie's new song?
I like it. From 1 to 10, it's like a 6.5. Same. It's not great. It's fair. I don't want to say I put a lot of expectation on artists. Like, I want you to create what you want to create. Right. And I get it. It just seemed like, I think I was expecting a lot more because she had been gone for so long, or something that was different. And that song, although it's a good song, it's listenable. It's not something I necessarily want to replay. I thought something different would be coming out, especially after all those those shorts that she dropped. It seemed like the album might be something different, but it's whatever. I'm still gonna listen. I like her music. I like her voice. She's that whole package. I think she was the other person I was gonna mention. Her album drops right around the same time as Coco Jones, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, yeah, apparently a lot of the rap girls coming out. Tiffany Evans, love that single. I love that one to death.
Listen.
It's probably my favorite out of a bunch.
Tiffany, people, listen, unless you're a true millennial, you don't know about the way Promise Ring was hitting.
Friend, Promise Ring is on my wake-up playlist.
That's valid. That's fair. When I tell you...
She was singing down, sounding like a grown person, however old she was at the time.
I think like 15 or 16.
Yes, that song is great. And it's so upbeat, too.
Yeah.
I love everything about it. What else? That's about it. I ain't really been watching anything. Just been getting my life, being childish. That's all.
Oh, speaking of songs, you know what? I'm not ashamed to admit this. We were talking about songs that we would be ashamed to admit a couple of episodes ago that we listened to our music. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I like Disney music.
Like actual Disney songs?
Yes, like the Disney soundtrack, like from the movies. All them little animated movies, they be... Listen, Rio, the first Rio movie, the scene where all the birds are dancing and it's like a whole samba thing. Listen... I was listening to it and I was like, hey, I started my like back, look back. I was like, wait a minute. This is a kid song? Yeah.
Don't jump me. The only Disney songs I like, oh, how gay. One, you know, there was a Disney movie that Rihanna was a part of. I can't remember the name.
Home.
But she did a song. I think she did a couple of songs, but there was one called Dance in the Night, I think. Love that song. That was like a regular listen for me. And then, like, of course, the Pocahontas Colors of the Wind song. I think I actually liked everything about Pocahontas. That's my favorite Disney movie, y'all. But also the Cheetah Girls. The first Cheetah Girls, specifically.
Of course you don't. Yeah. Sissy mashed potato shit out of here. Fucking butter bean gay.
I just want to know what kind of mashed potatoes he smell like. Is it regular mashed potatoes, just butter, or does he smell like garlic and onion mashed potatoes? Whew, that was good.
Top Chef is going to be a circus, y'all.
That was beautiful.
What else, though, friend? What else you got?
For this week, friend, that is all I have. I'm going to lie. I've been watching Real Housewives again, and I know I said I wasn't going to watch it after Candy left, but friend, they started putting out them clips. I'm like, this look pretty good.
Is it good?
It is. It's actually really good.
Okay, word.
You know, just messy stuff.
Regular. Housewives will never not be messy.
Yeah, just regular messy stuff. I would say, for anybody that watched Real Housewives, Kenya has always been like my least favorite person on the show. Just because of like the way she came in, I think I feel like I kind of held a grudge against her, the way she treated certain people. Especially Kim, what's her face? The girl that played on Living Single, Regine.
Kim Fields?
Kim Fields was on Real Housewives for a season. She was horrible to Kim Fields. And Kim was so nice. I didn't understand. And I feel like I just kind of held a grudge with Kenya from that point on. But there was a scene in this last season. Apparently, Kenya got kicked off the show like halfway through film. And at first, I was like, you know what? Whatever they say happened, she probably did do.
Probably did that shit.
She probably did. Bravest by saying she actually probably did do what they're accusing her of doing. That's going to be on the next episode. But her reason for doing it, they ain't showed it yet. It depends on the severity of what she does. They're saying she had a grand opening and showed some like sexually explicit images of one of the other castmates at her grand opening. And that's what got her kicked off the show.
That is wild as fuck.
That is wild. And maybe that's what, I don't know, that's what the street's saying happened and why she couldn't film no more after that. But she was responding to the girl threatening to shoot her with the gun. Right! The girl was threatening to shoot her. And this was something the girl was saying. I never did that. Of course, all this was happening like last summer while they were filming. The episode come out this Sunday, and you hear the girl, I still got my pistol. You gonna learn today. I was like, girl, it wasn't that serious, goddamn. What you trying to... It really wasn't that serious. My bad, I was going on about, you don't even watch it. But child, that's it. That's all I got.
All right, y'all, let's... Woo! Look, I'm over here knocking shit over. Woo!
Oh, Lord, my pressure!
That's so valid. That's so valid, y'all. Let's dive in the Top Chef.
We got a grocery and this list episode today, y'all. Gonna be a little bit different, y'all. We just gonna be talking shit,
pretty much.
Because
it's gonna be a filler
not?
Episode. Get some.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So let's get into it. Top Chef.
What's the first thing?
We gonna start with Sherry Shepherd.
Now, you know this one got a special place in my heart.
I'm so disappointed. I am a girl's girl, even though I look like my daddy's son. I am a girl's girl. I'm always going to be for the girls. I'm always going to be there to protect and love women, quite literally. But, like, wow. Sherry, and it wasn't that she said anything crazy about Megan, right? Because the first story is going to be about what she said about Megan not being a role model, and it's not who girls should aspire to. The shit we've already heard 1,000 times when, like, Megan just be doing, like, ho shit, but she not a bad person. Like, what about being promiscuous makes you a bad person?
Absolutely nothing. I feel like it'd be jealousy. And how many times do you have to say, these are celebrities and they're not there to raise your kids? That's
Hello.
Not what they're there for. You're supposed to talk to your kids and teach them things. I get the influence that people may have over children because they're impressionable. I get
right.
that. But who's supposed to be monitoring what your kids intake? Bitch, I don't know your kids. That's your job.
And I don't owe your kids anything. I mean, no
don't
offense.
Owe them nothing.
I don't owe them anything. Like, that is your job to watch, monitor, and mitigate what goes in and out of the house. Like, that's,
yep.
like, and again, what has Megan ever done other than being promiscuous and being a little hoish?
Nothing. And who is that hurting?
And do I have to go back? Because Sherry Shepherd is auntie age, okay? Sherry, do you need to go back to like episode one with Freaknik? Like, let's let's be very, very for real here. Megan's a problem, but having a nigga who is a known abuser on your show and crying about this nigga, this nigga's a role model. You said this. You said your son looks up to him. Did we really want to say that?
I don't know what's happening. This seems to be a media thing around him right now because he's going. Did he just have something come out or something? Okay, because he's on like a media blitz and everybody's being super sympathetic to him.
Magazine something or another, which is also a movie about violence and mental health.
Well, that's the perfect movie for
him. I'm like, y'all be fucking serious.
I want to say people deserve second chances. I get it. They do. People do deserve second chances. At the very same time, how could you be critical of people? Because it wasn't just Megan. She was talking about a few other women that were there, to be fair. And talking about y'all doing a little bit too much. This is, people look up to y'all. Girl, shut up. They're not my responsibility. And if people are actually looking up, I feel like that's a pretty inspirational story to look up to. One, from where she came from. Two, she was in school the whole time she's been famous. She graduated while being
Talk facts, friend.
The charity, everything else that's going on, and everything she overcame, I think that's a great person to look up to. And she remained herself that whole entire time.
The facts, Fran. We're not talking about the facts. Let's talk about the facts.
And then you have this man who did what he did, and if I'm not mistaken, an audio came out not too long ago admitting that he did what he did, which is fine. If you're remorseful, people do deserve a second chance. But everybody up there like being super, I don't understand the everybody in their tears and being super sympathetic towards him when you don't give that same to people who really haven't done anything.
Specifically like, black women. Let's get into it.
What is that about? It was dumb.
It was
Yep. And somebody, I saw a TikTok, said they need to snatch back Wendy Williams' time slot because she ain't doing it justice. Is she in Wendy Williams' time slot?
I think so. I think that's who took it.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to sound like a terrible person for this, but I don't watch none of them shows. I be watching clips. I see them people go through Jennifer Hudson's hallway, and I be, Aaron, Pierre, that's Mufasa. Aaron, Pierre, that's Mufasa.
I don't think I watched any daytime talk shows, to be honest.
Just not into it.
Yeah, I may have watched The View when I stayed home from school.
Not into it.
But I don't. That was only because I like had to.
But yeah, just to say that this is who your son looks up to is insane. It reminds me, though, of like how it's frowned upon to be gay, but not frowned upon to be like a rapist or a predator or an adulterer or any, like, people forget. Yeah. Like, I don't even subscribe to the whole sin thing in that regards, but it's like, we're now, if my math is correct.
Yes. One of these things is way heavier than the other one. The mass of way this object heavier. Is like, way heavier.
All sin is a sin. So if you murder someone, it's the same thing as butt sex. Hold on. Come the fuck on for 2 seconds.
Okay. Catherine.
Child, they heard that clip and...
Yeah.
Lost it. I'm a lying piece of shit. Jesus.
And speaking of Jonathan Majors, I don't know if y'all have seen the news that he's also supposed to be on Kiki Palmer's podcast upcoming, which I feel a little bit of a way about too, just because his situation like directly mirrors her situation. And if it's anything like what's been happening with him, like this media blitz where he gets a whole bunch of sympathy and whatnot. I don't know if I appreciate it, but I know, you know, people get to do their own stuff.
Here's the thing.
I want to say I'm disappointed, but I'm like, damn.
No, I'm disappointed in Kiki. I'm disappointed in Kiki. But you know, do your sis. I still love you down, but this is just like, this probably wasn't the look. Like, baby, this isn't it. The show might be This is Kiki, but baby, that was not it. That was not, you know, and again, I'll mirror Atticus with that, you know, and people just do deserve second chances. The thing is, I think when you do second chances and you do something that's not great, especially like DV on a public level, you need to make that comeback quiet. You know what I'm saying? It's almost, I'm not going to say he's boastful. I mean, he definitely gives narcissists. He definitely gives narcissists. Because telling a white woman to hold him down like Coretta is
insane. That was the most gaslighting I think I've ever heard before in my life. That white woman probably didn't know who Coretta Scott King was.
I was like,
she probably had to Google her after that.
I noticed Nick. Anyways.
You know what he told me? He told me I need to be like Malcolm. Like fucking Martin Luther King's wife. I have to Google her.
Fred, this bitch locked herself in a closet and called the police. And they had to get her out of the closet. Do you remember that? They showed a clip.
Yeah.
Y'all. Anyways. Kiki, to each his own. I don't know if this is going to hurt or help your career. I feel like you're fairly well loved, so I don't think it'll do too much damage as long as shit doesn't get too far out of hand. But I
think it would take something horrendous for her to hurt herself.
Yeah.
I mean, she's Kiki Palmer. She definitely loved within the black community and everywhere else. This is a key land to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I thought that was like, what? Like, why would you do that? Anyways, next on Top Shelf, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to look directly in the camera when I say this because I need y'all to see my face. Leave Kamala alone. How can you fire someone, which there's thoughts and theories on that too, but how can you fire someone from a position and be like, where are you now when we need you the most? Help us! You didn't vote for
it. You don't need me? Right, I'm gone, child. You got what you wanted.
There we go. You got what you wanted. What are we doing?
And how the audacity. How you gonna call for me after y'all done took me through hell the months leading up to the election, and then even the months after the election, and now that the time has come for you to pick up your purchase
hard way.
Now everybody's upset. I don't understand. I did see her do like a video. She was talking about how Louisiana rejected those four amendments. That's the first time I think I've seen her speak about anything political since the election. And I was like, look at her. She looks like she's doing well and healthy and not stressed out. Just like you should. She probably got her passport on her way out, this bitch, anyway. If I had the money, that's where I would be.
Listen, friend, I swear to God. Everybody, I saw somebody say, you know, everybody's talking about how they would leave, but would you really leave it? I wouldn't actually think twice about it. I told you, Brazil has been calling my name for a while now. The way I would pack my bags and go be around them beautiful women shaking ass and hips in ways I can't even fathom.
Right.
I would be going so fucking fast.
Quantum ass shaking. Never seen nothing like it before.
This what the real multiverse of madness looked like. Right. Ass just moving everywhere.
Exactly.
Speaking of Louisiana and the four the four amendments or whatever it is that they had going on, shot them shits down real fast. Shout out real to quick. Wisconsin. Oh, go ahead.
I was so surprised. I was scared. My chest was tight a little bit the whole day, just thinking about what was gonna happen.
Fred, do your Elon Musk voice.
it's bad. It's really bad. It's really bad.
This man spent $25 million trying to why didn't you help him cheat? Like you know what, never mind.
That's why I was actually afraid, because I was like, this is gonna be some November 2024 stuff all over again. My chest was tight. He done spent all this money. He finna make sure that this man does what needs to be done. But I honestly feel like his ego probably got in the way, and he felt like he might not have needed to do all that.
So my theory is, I think they already on to him, and he kind of, you know, chill out a little bit.
But even if they have repetition, that's true. But who gonna do anything about it now?
I mean, you still got people who will. You still got people who will. I mean, speaking of that, let's go ahead and roll right into the next thing. Shout out to my boy Cory Booker. Always been kind of half mixed emotions on him. Like some stuff, you know. For the most part, he's typical Democrat. You know what I'm saying? But he do what he need to do more times than not. But this filibuster was crazy. This man said he didn't eat for like he didn't eat or drink for like a whole Friday. Day or two before. Yeah, just so he could just like go without having to use the bathroom. This man is standing in. At one point, I saw one video where he was in tears, like yelling and screaming and fighting for us at the top of his lungs. And you know what, sir? Bravo.
Kudos. Bravo. Kudos to you.
We need more of that backbone. Because we're not going easy. I mean, at the end of the day, they are truly fucking around and finding out. We seeing numbers, people shitting, tanking, people selling. I ain't never seen Teslas go so far. People is selling the shit out of these Teslas.
They trying to sell them. Don't nobody want them bitches.
I was going to say, don't nobody want them no more. So it's just like, Amazon catching it, Walmart catching it, Target catching it. I'm like, y'all going to understand, like, no matter how much you try to play with us, it's really the working class? No, sir. Because we have to work. And we work too hard. And we be pissed off all day at work, fighting, doing crazy shit just to make a damn dollar. And you finna play in my face about my money? Bet.
And don't speaking of, it. Right, when it comes to like the reason people are boycotting, there's no law that says you had to get rid of your DEI program. Target did that on their own. Walmart did that on their own. This was before he was even the president. They did this.
Walmart
shit.
Did so, it, yeah. Target did yes. it right after, though.
So it's like immediate. You just did that. So even if now, like, you wanted to come back and say you were re-implementing it, it would fail because it wouldn't be genuine. Yep. It felt genuine the first time. It's like, okay, Target really supports black people. Look at all these black brands they have. They got Tabitha Brown, all this other stuff, the ghetto gastro Pop-Tarts, a hell of a lot of black brands in Target. People actually enjoyed going to Target, especially in contrast to Walmart, because Walmart be a little bit rowdy. But people love Target. And it felt like betrayal, honestly, for that to happen. And then for it to happen, like, as soon as it did, and no explanation.
They was
crazy.
Get this ghetto Pop-Tart bullshit out of here, these nigger pastries.
Nigger shit. All fucking this monkey skincare cream out of here. Get all of this.
I
all this
you get diabetes, you fat black
That's what it felt like. Like, get this Jigaboo hairspray out of here. And it's literally what they did. If I'm not mistaken, they also canceled like a bunch of black contracts and stuff too, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to say allegedly because I ain't sure. But I think that happened as well. So with all that together, it was like a big fuck you. So I think the public spoke back and said fuck you too. And it's been what, like $12 billion in...
You know what I love is that these people don't realize that we can say fuck you back. We don't have to buy your shit. We don't have to buy your shit. So it's just like, and then you forget how much money black people contribute to America. Like, I think the funny thing is they think most of us are drug dealers, lazy. No. Far more of us work than those who don't. So, like,
people can't actually think that.
My friend, we see it all the time. Why do you think all these dumbasses voted for this man in the first place? He's going to cut down on government fraud. Oh, baby. Stupid. Your poor Meemaw and Peepaw is a part of that government fraud. They asked a bitch can't wait for them to move in with you now. What do you mean you lost the farm?
Friend, that is my biggest fear. That is my biggest fear right now. You know, I love my mama to death. But having to move in with me, friend, I'm going to jump from the second story.
I'm dead. And it's going to
be all his fault.
Just lock her downstairs. Mama, you here? Your mama going to be like, absolutely not. Listen. I was just going to say, Atticus!
I'm at work. God damn it!
Listen.
I'm gonna be like that dude with that fucking Elmer Fro. I don't give a fuck.
This is how it always happens.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't never seen nobody hair move like that. Whoa, Brody, calm down.
He was upset. I wish I knew what they was arguing about. That was a time.
Listen, I worry about that too, though, because like my mom can't afford diabetes medicine. Do you know how high insulin is?
How high any medication is.
Right.
Outside like, of insurance.
Bro, what? And then the way insurance laws work, I can't put her on my insurance because of her age. So like,
so what the fuck
is happening?
Right. But nobody thinks about that. All the stuff you actually pretend to care about. All the veterans you pretend to care about, he said, fuck them too.
Yep. So,
there's that.
Well, ain't shit happened yet. We gonna see, because now you want to talk about, I don't think they realize people will tear America up then. Y'all think shit is crazy now.
It won't be us. It won't be us.
We still sitting here, as long as you breathe your head to the sky. We don't get... Where them fans at? We are vibing right now. Like, we don't get... Nigga, fuck y'all. But yeah, that whole Elon Musk thing coming out of all that money just to lose. Love it.
Love it. I love everything that's happening with him. This big domino effect. Investors hate you. Investors hate you down. Your company hates you. The American people hate you. Your money doesn't matter anymore. Hopefully that gives all those Republican people that have just been voting with them, like, the courage to say, okay, this motherfucking money really don't matter. So maybe I should just do the right thing instead of doing what they tell me to do.
I'm still convinced she won.
I think she won too, friend.
I think some other shit happened, but it doesn't matter now. I think they ended up playing a situation to where they needed it to be close, and I still feel like it was closer than what it should have, and they were able to manipulate some shit based off of that. Because in my opinion, it shouldn't have been close. There should have been no way he could have been able to manipulate anything. But
yeah, still see no way that hatred has all set in swing states.
Right. See where that hatred has got you. Okay. You the way this cookie is crumbling, and he look weary. I ain't talking about Elon either. I'm talking about Dumpy Trumpy. He look weary. This man look tired, and I'm just every day. I'm just.
Is it the day? I'm telling you, friend. I think that's why I be checking TikTok like that. Like, I just be expecting to see ambulance rushing from the White House.
I don't think they would tell us. I think they would try to hide that shit for as long as they could. They'd have that nigga posted up like Weekend at Bernie's. He'd be. Hold his head.
It would be Marjorie Taylor Greene behind him.
It'd be that other chick, though. What's the one's name? Her and Marjorie got into it.
The one. No, her and Jasmine got.
No, not. Speaking of Jasmine, let's go ahead and roll this one right into the next one. Y'all being mad at Jasmine Crockett because she called Greg Abbott Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. That was hilarious. First of all,
everybody in Texas calls this nigga that. Everybody with good common sense in Texas hates Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott is the same person who's like thoughts and prayers to y'all's kids getting murdered. And y'all upset about somebody calling him Hot Wheels, talking about that's ableist, and they're picking on handicapped people. And fuck him.
Fuck him. With a cactus.
I don't give a fuck.
And the way y'all president done made fun of everybody, I don't want to hear anything.
Oh my God.
The way you made fun of that disabled reporter that time, y'all can't say anything ever, literally, just from that one event.
I still say to this day, if Barack Obama had a did what Trump did on TV mocking somebody who I think had, cerebral palsy or something like that? Mm-hmm. What?
Yep.
But that was impeached. To this day.
Impeached.
Right. Blows my mind. Next story. Quick one, but funny one. Now, Atticus didn't know about Japan. Japan got a history, bitch.
Let me tell you, when I saw that video, I was like, my God, today.
Do you know how much these motherfuckers have to hate the Trump administration for South Korea, China, and Japan? Three countries with enough historical trauma to fuel an AP World History curriculum. To suddenly hold hands, sing Kumbaya, and come together like the Powerpuff Girls. Like, this isn't just some tariff business deal. This is centuries of colonization, war crimes, and unresolved trauma being pushed to the side just to spite the United States. Do you know how bad shit has to be to get to this point? Brief little history lesson for those of you who don't get it. Japan spent a hot minute fucking with China and Korea. They colonized and had an occupation in South Korea from 1910 to 1945, where they stripped the Korean people of their land, their culture, their language. They even forced Korean women into sexual slavery for Japanese soldiers and called them comfort women. And to this day, Japan still hasn't even made a half-assed public apology. They just swept it under the rug. Then, in 1937, Japan invaded and carried out a massacre in Nanjing, China. And this is one of the most brutal massacres in modern history. Japan walked up in that bitch and killed over 200,000 people. And the women of Nanjing, China were being assaulted in the streets. And of course, we can't forget about Unit 731, which was Japan's secret military unit that carried out Nazi-level experiments on Chinese and Korean prisoners. Like, they conducted biological warfare, live dissections, gave these people diseases to study them. And again, Japan still never took full accountability for any of this. The shit that Unit 731 was doing was so fucking bad that Nazi officials went to visit them, and even these full-on Nazis were appalled by their experiments. In fact, they distanced themselves from Japan because of it. They saw what Japan was doing to these Chinese and Korean prisoners, and even the Nazis were like, we gotta go, because this is a lot even for us. So the fact that Japan, China, and South Korea are now all coming together despite their horrific history, just to say, fuck these Trump tariffs. This just shows that Trump's trade policies are so fucking bad. He's accidentally paused and put a resolve on historical trauma and conflict by becoming the one thing all of these bitches can agree that they hate. Girl, this is bad.
That part. Japan was running around here like that little badass kid named Man-Man that can't nobody get control over. Japan was a terror on the world. Wow.
they were not great. They've come a bit of a ways, because woo.
Damn.
it was not great. It was not great at all.
But like you said, if all that is even all that's true.
Yeah.
The fact that they were like, you know what? We know what happened in the past. But we got to do something.
like you said, it comes down to these tariffs. They're like, okay, this America's unreliable. I mean, what happens when the greatest power in the world, i.e. America, crashes out? Like, you literally don't have a choice anymore. Like, okay, we're going to have to do something else because this isn't going to work. So, yeah, that's why I said we're cooked. We're done. shit ain't gonna hit us now, but next year, boy, you just wait. If something magical don't happen, take that we are long. Hurt. Yeah, I don't know
if it's gonna take that long for it.
I don't either.
I think it's gonna be later this year.
And then the next story. So there's this chick on TikTok that tickles me so bad, and she's like, "What about?" She got this raspy voice. She's like, "What about their health? What about their health?
What about their what?
Their health." She's like, "What about their health?" but y'all, I tell people I'm a fatty fat. Y'all just see me drink a Coca-Cola. I don't normally drink dark sodas, but I've been craving caffeine a lot lately. I don't know what the deal is with that. But I don't really care for dark sodas. I drink a lot of water. Most sodas I drink is like Sprite, but Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper have been doing it for me lately. And for those who are like, "You're having cravings, bitch," I'm absolutely not pregnant. Ain't nothing down there but air in a canal.
Go to hell.
And hysterectomy. Ain't nothing down there. I seen this woman put, first of all, she fried a honey bun. God damn, that's already
honey bun to honey
crazy.
Bun.
Frying a honey bun? She fried the honey bun. She put sour cream on it. Made a double bacon, or did it have bacon on? I think it had something. A double cheeseburger. It added sour cream to the. I farted just a second ago thinking about that.
Hold on, friend. Let's see. And if just in case y'all didn't know, honey buns, especially the size that she had. I noticed because I'm a fat ass and I counted my calories once upon a time. But honey buns that size are like 600 calories a honey bun.
A honey bun.
Honey bun.
Ugh. Y'all, this is probably one of the most... This is insane. And this is coming from a big bitch. I like food and I like more snacky food than anything. But shit like this, same. You know how like they be thinking fat people just be creating shit? That's not the case for a lot of us. I don't like doing shit like that. This is insane. Roll the clip, friend.
I just want a bite. They're having so much fun. That the video is funny as fuck.
And to be honest, I love the joy for them.
Yeah. I want a bite. I just want to try it.
Mm-mm. I am actually good. Like that.
I just want to try. I just want a bite. I'm not ever going to go through the trouble of fixing something like that. And I try not to buy stuff like honey buns because I know. Because, you know, at Sam's somewhere, they'll sell a big-ass box. And I know within 2 weeks' time, that whole box will be gone.
See, so honey buns to you are what oatmeal pies are to me.
Bitch, it's any type of baked package. All of them Big Deborah snacks. Anything Big Deborah got, I will eat that box in within 2 days.
Big Deborah.
Big Deborah. That's not Little Debbie no more. That's Big Deborah. Any of them Hostess snacks? Exactly. Breathing just like that. Coming up the steps. God damn.
These snacks.
Shit. Sugar water. Yeah,
I am. Yeah, that was
sweet.
That was wild to me. next story is just funny in general because like church people stay doing the most and then act like everybody else is terrible. But y'all got pastors kidnapping y'all and locking y'all in the church. Talk about they finna race. My favorite part about this. Was that this nigga had on a $40,000 Rolex. Somebody finally pointed this out in one of the videos. Like, yes, this nigga had a massive Rolex on his arm. And I'm just sitting there like, I know that Rolex is worth a few bands. Like,
that's
somebody
crazy.
Pulled up the what do you call it? The estimate of what it cost. It was like $46,000.
Mm-hmm. That's insane. The fact that I wouldn't even be able to sit in a congregation where the pastor is up there wearing stuff like that, driving fancy cars and then passing around the donation plate. Not saying that you should be able to carry everything on your own. It just seems like super gluttonous. And maybe I'm just not materialistic like that in general.
But no, that's a super church thing. Like, super churches hurt the shit out of me.
But then people just sit there and let him lock you in while he talking about everybody in here can give $20. Oh, what was he like? Everybody back here, you can give a $100 donation. Nigga, fuck you. That's a big fuck you. Write it. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Because what the fuck are you talking about?
The way I would have been in there whooping Usher's ass, I would have ushered Deacon. Anybody trying to close that motherfucking door, fine. You know how we're going to get out of here? Because the police is going to have to bust in. Somebody call the goddamn cops. I'm going to tear all this shit up.
And y'all probably done kept us in here for 4 hours. We've probably been in here 4 hours already. And you talking about lock the door until you get another $20. Nigga, I know this collection plate done went around a minimum of 4 times already.
Never would have paid it. Hallelujah. Never would have paid it. Got life fucked up.
Gross parts about churches, though. Like, you're there to help people and help communities, and you build yourself within poor communities. Because a lot of these big-ass churches, where you see them at?
Yep.
Right. They be right in the middle of some bullshit and then passing around a collection plate. Like, girl, go eat shit and die.
And I've seen mega churches like, oh, we can't feed these hungry families or we can't do this. But your pastor is driving a Porsche.
Or Escalade.
Oh, okay. Okay, girl. Okay. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all can have that bullshit.
Suit is $3,500.
I want
shoes.
Right.
$3,500. Jewelry, $50,000.
I want to bring up a story that's close to me because it's funny as fuck. This whole situation with LGBT people in the bathroom. Specifically ones who look like me. Me and Atticus had this conversation before and he was tickled, but I told him, I was like, that's the truth. I'm technically a cross-dresser. Like, it's not looked at that way because it's the opposite side, right? But that's exactly what it is. Like,
never thought about it that way.
Dress masculine. I am masculine presenting. I am what they call, i.e. a stud. Although I would say I'm more of a soft stud. Like, I seen some studs that. But to the people who's like, so, and I want to share an incident that happened at work the other day. And I'm not putting this girl on blast because I honestly, from the back, I got big, broad shoulders. It's real easy. It's real easy to be like, what the fuck is happening? So she walks in and she sees me from the back. Oh, God, I spit on myself. The way I felt the isolated fear, she walked in. And I just have a question. Let's say hypothetically, I was a little boy. Okay, am I washing my weenie at the sink? Like, what's happening? Like, is meat out at what? In an office space at that, where there's 100 other people on the other side of the door, what am I going to do to you? Now I get it. Men do weird shit. Specifically, straight men do weird, creepy shit. I know the history. Okay, baby. I've been a part of the history. I am very much aware of the history.
The crazy thing is, you just blaming everybody else for the shit the straight men do. You penalizing the LGBT community for shit straight people do.
And baby, I promise you, she froze like I was just going to run up and pull her drawers down. That's not what's going to happen here. I just finished shitting and I'm trying to wash my hands. Speaking of that, y'all.
Smell this mustard gas in here.
Y'all, I had to shit the other day at work. Y'all remember that scene from White Girls where Marlon was like on the street, like, God damn. He was like holding on to the. He had come. Yeah, yeah, it come completely out of cover. Y'all, I already know my stomach is weak. My stomach is sensitive as fuck. I got actual IBS, like, not play. Like, niggas be like, I was diagnosed with IBS. I still eat terrible shit. I love high food. love sweets, love junk food, love fried foods to a certain degree. But I had some canes, and then I had a cupcake at work. Now, I already knew how that was going to go. I didn't give a fuck because I wanted it. That sugar and that fried stuff said, oh, thank you that nigga, don't you? Y'all, I was in there like Winnie the Pooh. At one point, I had taken my pants all the way off, and I was on my tiptoes, hunched over. I was in nothing but a shirt. Just Winnie the Pooh.
Ran through there like Ivan Ooze.
No, because his, never mind, that's so gross. I was like, oh, this was a mistake. Anyway, like, I just got through fighting for my life for the last 5 minutes, and you walking in here scared, bitch, I will doo-doo on you right now. I am, first of all, my stomach's still weak. I don't want you or your cookie. Okay, let's be very clear. Also, y'all have to get rid of the idea that, like, just because you exist, gay people want you. How do you not know I don't have a type? Did you ask that question? Or did you just think that because I see cooch, I'm like, oh, yeah, gobble, 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 I want. Baby, I have, if you know me personally, Atticus and Sale, you, I have a type.
I think y'all secretly be wanting us to tell the truth. Because we really don't be, we be paying y'all debts. Well, I'm not going to say that. Because some of the girls, some of the guys, but you know what I mean when I say some of the girls, some of the girls like to play stupid games and win stupid prizes. But for the most part, we really don't be bothering y'all all. Just like the mere existence. Or you could have somebody like me, like, I feel like for the most part, just seeing me, you wouldn't know. Unless you're like, unless we were honestly having a conversation about it. Or you saw me doing some other shit, maybe saw my playlist, then perhaps you'd be like, you know what? Something's a little bit different here. But I think for the most part, you wouldn't know. But it's like, as soon as I tell you, then things get like weird. And it's not weird on my end. It's like the same as it was before.
That's the part. Like, I have to be careful because I'm a natural flirt, right? Like, I don't have any intention by it. I just do. And say nice shit, and I think women are like, oh, she wants me. Or I was being nice. That could simply be it. Like, I'm also at a place, too, to where, like, I, and Atticus and I were talking about this, I think, yesterday. Like, I am also very self-sabotaging, so even if you are something that I could potentially like or want, the moment anything triggers, like, it does not take much nowadays. Like, I love my peace and I love my solitude. So you could be bad and I'd be like, nope. Mm-hmm. So just to think that, like, you just think I want you because you exist, baby, I fear to tell you.
Especially if it's some shit that I recognize that was bad in the past.
But yeah. Yeah,
you do some shit that's done triggered a memory. Absolutely not. I remember what the fuck this is. I remember. I've seen this before.
Exactly. But just to, like, think that, you know, just because you exist, I want you is insane. Because I don't. Unless I do. And even then, even if I do, it's very unlikely I'm going to say stuff nowadays because I don't know who is and who ain't. And I will not. I said this a few episodes ago, and I stand 10 toes down on this. I will not date another straight, confused person. I will not do it.
Not
engaging
in the DL culture no more. It's draining. And people, like, hide shit really well. So, no.
And hell, you can be out. I'm so spaced out on it. You can be out and be like, okay, I just came out, and I would still say no. Which sounds terrible. I know I would. And the only reason I would is because it's like, I need you to be for sure. And I'm not saying you aren't for sure, but what I am saying is I'm not willing to put myself in a situation that uncertainty could rear up at any point in time. I don't want to do that.
Do you feel like women who come out have more of a tendency to flip-flop back and forth than men do?
Bitch, the dykes be flip fat. Let me tell you something. These studs pop up pregnant. Bitch, who you been sneak dicking with? They use my set. What up, bro? What up? Yeah, no, my baby daddy. Well, how old is the baby? Because if I say baby daddy, which thank God I never had to worry about that, but my child is going to be 20 next month. Okay. I'm an old maid at this point. I'm 37. I'm old. I'm not old, but y'all know what I mean. there, that's not an issue for me, right? These niggas be with whole 1 year olds. And I'm just like,
your baby 4.5 months old.
Okay. No, thank you. No. But yeah, I don't, just because you in the bathroom, I promise, I don't want you. And for the lawmakers who don't understand the whole trans thing, it's really going to be funny when you ban trans people from going to the bathroom with what their new gender is, when somebody who looked like Atticus walk in the bathroom that used to be a chick with a whole full face of hair. And it's clearly now a man. And he's like, sir, get out of here. Well, you said I have to go to the bathroom based off of my assigned birth. Right. I was born a woman.
So this is what it is now. And they might get confused. Sometimes they see my titties. They may not be sure.
Let me move to the goddamn next story. You just out here.
When you're having a bad day, look at yourself in the mirror and shake your titties. Shake the devil right off you.
Got two stories left, y'all. I have been trying to avoid this man like the plague. I don't want to talk about him anymore. But the shit he's been doing lately is, I'm just waiting for Solange to pull up. Solange posted a gun on Twitter.
I mean, it was talking real crazy, real out the side of its neck. It was talking real crazy. Like,
why don't he have a conservatorship? Whatever you call that shit. Why ain't somebody watching him?
Does that happen to me? I don't recall that ever happening to a man.
It needs to. Somebody needs to start. Yeah, it needs to start because this nigga is insane.
I don't know what that is. But as far from here on out, I don't know this man. Who is it? I can see this man walking down the street. Sorry to this man. I don't know who he is.
What I need to know is what type of mashed potatoes do sissies smell like? Is it roasted garlic? Like, is it just, is it white potatoes? Are we using russet? Russets do kind of remind me of booty hole a little bit. I don't know. Like, I'm just saying. something about Russ's booty hole a little bit, you know. Red potatoes.
I prefer red. As a gay, I preferred red potatoes. It has to be red potatoes.
Okay, so pink bussy potato. I don't. Is that a?
How would you know, sir?
Now you remember they said some shit about him a while back ago. That he got caught with a trans girl, or something along those lines. I don't know how true this is.
This was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I do remember what you're talking about.
So I'm just like,
I don't know.
Are you chasing your own demon, sir?
I don't know.
This nigga
and
said,
then the people that you be attacking really don't bother you. Like, do you need a response? This is what I feel like. Do you remember, this is going to go all the way down conspiracy gate. Do you remember a Beyonce song called, I think it's called If, But it was like, if you let him take me from you, baby. If you let him take me from you. But in the song, she's talking about this friend of the person she's in a relationship with, always laughing and flirting with her, telling her that she doesn't deserve, that he doesn't deserve her. She's better than him. And I'm like, this song, thinking back on it now, it really gives, like, because, you know, Jay-Z and that person were, like, real close friends once upon a time. I'm like, this song is really giving, like, maybe I love you a little bit. And then you think back to the whole, what was that, the VMA thing with Taylor Swift, and it's like,
I don't know.
Maybe he was a little bit obsessed, or is still, what about is everything. So obsessed with me?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that is. Like, maybe that's what it is, because she don't be bothering nobody. Y'all leave that lady alone.
What I do know is that he done made an enemy in ways he probably don't even realize he done made an enemy. And whatever happens, happens. Okay, He is dead to us all. I can't be like, oh my god, but he made Graduation or Late Registration, or I don't give a fuck.
He's literally canceled out everything he's done. All the great things he's done in the past.
It's gone. Yeah, he is absolutely, if you had told me that this would be the person he was 20 years ago, I would have probably, man, get the fuck out of my face. Get you in the throat.
Right.
Yeah, get out of my face.
This is the great Kanye West. You're a hater.
And now it's just like, oh my god. It's hard to watch. It's not only hard to watch, it's painful to watch. It's a wowzer. I don't even know what to say. It's crazy. It's bananas. It is bananas.
It's just like one of those things where, I don't know, you're like a terrible person, but I still like hope you somehow, something miraculous happens and you get some help before something like actually terrible happens to you. Because all of that seemed like a super manic episode of sorts.
But he has
a manic episode that's still happening.
The problem is he has them all the time and he's not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't want help. He doesn't want this. He doesn't want that. But you just want to make people's life a living hell. And at this point, like, we're not down with it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's goodbye, Mr. West. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today from the shot like Tim Zahardaway. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. It's in the name of love, buddy. Gotta let you go.
It is tough. This one, we got to take out the fridge. It's done got moldy. You have to throw that in the trash.
That one's gotta go. And then for the last story, I just, just imagine you heard
Michael on the beat. You ready? Come on, Don. Come in the club, bust my head.
The monkey in the background.
Fred, wait. That might actually be a little bit fire, though. Hold, friend, I can hear it. I can hear it. I can hear it. Somebody need to put that over AI. Please put Michael Jackson on Nuck If You Buck and put Bubbles in the background doing ad lib. Somebody, please. I know somebody can do it. Please.
First of all, please. This is the wildest shit I ever heard. Y'all
want to know the real reason Cry Mod broke up? Let me show you.
I'm about to mute myself because I have not been able to hear this shit once without dying laughing. Because what do you mean? Ain't no way nobody. I'd be forgetting that they was like 14 and 15 at the time. They look grown as hell. But I'd be forgetting they was little kids. okay? Because only a kid's mind would think some shit like this.
All right, here we go.
That possibly Princess did wrong. What is it that possibly Princess did wrong, potentially, to separate this group?
Me and my brother went to Six Flags. We came home, called Diamond. We told her we saw Michael Jackson at Six Flags and that Michael Jackson wants to get on the Goofy Book and that he just left our house and she needs to come listen to his verse. And she ran all the way from her house to ours and she believed us. And it hurt her. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We told you. Michael Jackson.
Prince, are you being fucking serious right
I'm
now?
I'm so serious. I'm so serious.
How old are y'all when this happened?
16.
The started crying mob. Yes. You told her Michael Jackson was at
the
crib.
And the monkey did some ad libs. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I had to mute myself because I knew I wasn't going to be worth it.
Black people play all day, man.
He said the monkey, he said that the monkey did some ad libs.
I'm sorry. It's really giving. You should have never called me a fat ass Kelly Price.
Oh my God, y'all. So, I heard you. Why? Oh my God, y'all. That shit was the funniest thing.
That's a beautiful lie to tell. And she was hurt. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. That was wonderful.
Why would you believe something like that? You did that to yourself, sis.
They
you
were did young. That to yourself. And that was a big song. She might have thought they actually reached Michael.
Maybe they did, because you know Michael was a hood nigga. So, like, Michael might have been at the house, spinning around, grabbing his crotch, moonwalking a Nuck If You Buck. Nuck If You Buck, Jim, Nuck If You Buck.
I want to hear Michael on that now. I don't know how people do it. Matter of fact, when we get off of here, I'm going to go look and see what I can
Friend,
do.
Friend, I swear to God, do not send me Michael Jackson singing Nuck If You.
If I can do it, I'm sending it to you. You're going to be
that
the
might
first
actually make me perish. Like, I will ascend from laughter straight into the glory.
If I can do it, I'm sending it to you.
A fool. All right, y'all. That was the last story that I had. We're not doing any topic this week. Just good
just
old
talking shit.
Yeah, just good old top shelf. Make it a little bit lighter this week. Did you have anything for him?
I do. So not on this episode, but so everything will be fine with this episode after this one. So this one will come out when Lord calendar. This one will come out on the 7th. So from April 14th going forward, it's going to be a new YouTube channel. Everything from the old one will be on the new one. Just wanted to let everybody know that might have made a few missteps in building the first one. And they don't let you change certain things. So just got to start all over again, which is cool. We still early, child. I appreciate y'all that are here listening. So
for sure,
it works out.
For sure. Thank you. I don't care if it's 100 of y'all, 200 of y'all, 50 of y'all. In fact, anybody right. even listening to us talk crazy is I love it. I honestly love it.
Because we really just be talking shit.
We do. And it's fun. It's super
it
fun.
Is.
I listen back to the episodes like I'm a listener. And I listen back. That's how I know when stuff is going on. I'm like, okay, let me listen back. Let me hear what y'all are hearing. And I enjoy it just as much as y'all enjoy it. So thank you guys for just tuning in.
We do appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
But okay, guys. So we will see y'all next week. And until then, take care of yourself. Be safe and stay childish.
Absolutely. Peace.
Bye.